I am tired. I've been working for so many years, so hard, and rarely, if ever, even take one day off to myself. And so, yeah, part of this is going to be sort of relaxing for me. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, William. There was an article in the New York Times about Daniel Spiegelman, who supplied the weapons for the Oklahoma bombing.
Well, what he did was he was part of a group of so-called Aryan resistance army that was robbing banks and things and providing funding for the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building bombing. And part of what he did was he went to an American university and stole famous historical documents and took them to Europe to sell them. And he's Jewish.
Right. The article was December 30th, 1995, page 9 in the New York Times. Let me ask you, where is he today? What is the latest on him?
Well, I don't know. He sort of disappeared after they discovered that the lawyer who defended him when he was convicted in court of stealing these documents and trying to sell them was not a lawyer at all. And so I believe that they overthrew his conviction because of that. He didn't have a proper defense and sealed the records and he disappeared.
Okay, I saw it on your internet site where he was convicted, but apparently he never went to prison at all, I guess.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, they just let him go. It's probably the Israeli Mossad.
I think this was a combination of the CIA, the FBI, the Israeli Mossad, the BATF, and several other, the German intelligence for sure, because Andreas Strassmeier was a part of this. He's another Jewish man who was a member of the German intelligence structure, who was instrumental in planning the whole thing.
Right. Well, our government may as well be the Mossad, and, you know. Capitol Hill is Israeli occupied territory. And,
what you have to understand is this is not leading toward an Israel of the world. It's leading toward a Marxist socialist utopian, or they believe it's utopian. It's going to be like the old Soviet Union world government.
And whenever the media covers something up real well like this, the way they let Spiegelman go like that, you know it's the Jews who are behind it.
No, we don't know it's the Jews behind it, and I've never said that, and neither should you. George Bush is certainly not a Jew, but he's a part of it.
Right, he works for them. You had to put him in office.
No, it's not that he works for them. You don't understand the structure of the organization that is actually bringing apart world government. The reason that they're able to recruit so many Jewish people to be a part of this is the Jews have never allowed themselves to assimilate as citizens, really, of any country. They're always Jewish. They always separate themselves. They always look forward to next year in Jerusalem. They believe themselves to be a part of a world, and they want to bring about a world government. So they're sympathetic to this whole one world government ideal. But the people at the heart and soul of all of this, and there are a lot of Jewish people involved, are what's called the Illuminati. But none of them are Jews. None of them are Catholic. Not a single one of them are what you would call Protestant or Buddhist or anything else. They believe that man is God. They believe in the humanist religion. They pretend to be Jews. They pretend to be Catholics. They pretend to be Protestants. They infiltrate religions and organizations and governments. They take over and destroy from within.
The problem that we're faced with here, though, if you look at the executive news directors at all three television networks, and including CNN now, which belongs to Jerry Levin of Time Warner. You look at the head of the New York Times, Sulzberger, Catherine Meyer.
You're going off on a tangent here, and you're wrong. They're not Jews. Jew is a religion, not a race.
Right, I agree.
But you're not listening to me. Those people who are involved in bringing about one world government do not believe in any religion. In fact, their goal is to destroy all existing religions, including the Jewish religion.
Well, the definition of a Jew is a difficult thing. Some people think it's part race, some people think it's part religion.
Excuse me. Jew is not a race. It is a religion, always has been. If Jew was a race, every Muslim and every member or follower of the Prophet Muhammad who are Semites would also be Jews, and they're not.
Well,
You, sir, are uneducated.
Okay, I agree. Let's say that I agree with your definition of a Jew. The problem is,
you have no choice.
Okay, the problem is, they're running all of our mass media. They're killing this country.
They're not running. Well, you're wrong again. They're not running all of our mass media.
Hollywood. All major publishing.
Excuse me. Those are all aren't they corporations? Excuse me. Aren't they all corporations?
It's Jewish corporations.
Excuse me. Aren't they all corporations?
Furthermore, Jewish.
Answer my question, you dumb jerk. Are they corporations or not?
Yes, but they're
if they're corporations and all you Aryans wanted to gain control, all you have to do is buy the stock and take over the country. Good night, you stupid jerk. God, I'm so tired of stupid dummies. If you want to control Hollywood, buy the stock, dummy, and take over. Whoever owns the stock chooses the board of directors, chooses who runs the corporations, chooses what movies they make, chooses what goes on television. You don't even understand your own system. If the Jews own it, it's because you elected not to participate and you gave it to them. And let me ask you this. Who sold it to them in the first place? How'd they gain control of everything if what you're saying is true? I'm just so tired of this stupidity. You want to blame somebody? Blame yourself. You see, you could all own whatever you want to own. Buy the stock. Take over. Fire the board of directors. Appoint your own board of directors. You can own it. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Pooh and Allison. I love you.
In this religion, ladies and gentlemen, lies the answer why so many Jews are mixed up in the New World Order, why so many are helping to bring it about. It's because, ladies and gentlemen, they are not really Jews at all. Their name is Jewish. Some of them look Jewish, sound Jewish, and even go to synagogue, but they're not Jewish at all. They're secular humanists. Socialists who promulgate the mystery religion, British Israelism, Anglo-Israelism, the destiny of America and Great Britain, because it will bring them the promise of their fathers that they will rule the world. International Zionism is thoroughly entangled in the teachings of British Israelism. Most Zionists are not Jews at all, ladies and gentlemen. They are Christians. Jerry Falwell is a Zionist. The Mormon Church, by definition, is Zionist. Christian identity is Zionist. Don't believe it? Listen to their teachings. And they are all, every one of them, bringing into being the new world order. Most of them, without even understanding, are knowing what it is that they are involved in. You see, when this new world order comes about, real Jews, real Orthodox Jews, and real Christians, and real Islamic fundamentalists will be destroyed by these people. Along with all blacks and Hispanics, which they call useless eaters. And the concept of a master race in itself is racism personified in the religion. And anyone who belongs to it is a racist. I don't care what they call themselves, what they call their church, or what kind of words they put it in to hide their venom toward their fellow human beings. I believe in one race, the human race. All of these other things are deceptions which will divide us, enslave us, conquer us, murder us, promulgate the same old chaos, confusion, destruction, wars, etc., 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 for all the future of humanity. No one is going to be raptured, and when Jesus Christ comes, it will not be Jesus Christ.
I bet they won't sleep too good tonight. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. Good evening. This is Annette from Barnesboro.
Hi, Annette.
I have a comment on the Jewish religion. I think it requires some clarification. The Jewish religion is the Babylonian Talmud, which has nothing to do with the Hebrew Torah, which we understand is in the Christian Bible. And so you cannot associate...
Excuse me, Annette, but you're wrong. The Hebrew Torah is in the Christian Bible.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying. But that's not the Jewish religion.
Yes, it is.
The Hebrew Torah was the religion of the Israelites. The Jews have the Babylonian Talmud as their religion, and that is what is at the basis of their mindset. If you have studied the Babylonian Talmud, it is...
My dear Annette, most Jews that I have known all my life have never studied or read the Babylonian Talmud.
They study
and read and practice what is taught in the Torah. Annette, there are some people who practice the belief of the Babylonian Talmud. Most Jews don't have anything to do with it.
Well, by culture, yes. That's why you have all these professors in these universities, and all the Khazars, or the Ashkenazi that came from Europe. This is their mindset, the Babylonian Talmud, and there's a lot of writing.
Annette, I'm very sorry that something happened during your life that made you hate an entire group of people, most of whom have absolutely no idea what you're even talking about.
Well,
I'm sorry that happened to you, and I don't know how it happened or why you think that way, but it just is not true.
But wait a minute.
That's like saying every Indian is going to scalp you. Or every Indian is a drunk Indian, and it's their culture. It's
Bill,
not true.
What are you saying?
Because that's exactly what you are saying.
But to speak a truth is not hate. And also...
You're not speaking truth.
Oh, I'm speaking
you
from
are
their writing.
You are not...
They say they believe it. Now, there is...
Annette, who is they? Who is they?
Jewish establishment.
What is the Jewish establishment? You started off saying all Jews.
Now
you're changing that, right?
I said the Jewish religion. Now there is a...
Annette, that's not true. The Jewish religion does not. And most Jews have no part of anything called the Babylonian Talmud. Most Jews are just like you and me. They're not a part of anything except trying to make a decent living, raise their children, and somehow survive all this crap. They don't know anything about a new world order. They're not trying to destroy Christianity or anybody else.
Bill, when you speak something that has been published and it is the policy of...
No, Annette. It may be the policy of some people who abide by it. They're not a nation, Annette. American Jews are Americans.
Well, no, when it sets the policy for the United States, I'm talking about.
They don't set the policy for the United States. Congress does. Congress passes the laws.
Congress passes the law, but who dictates to Congress? They have
Oh, Annette, come on. How many Jews are in Congress? Come on, tick them off for me. How many exactly?
There are a lot more.
How many are there? How many representatives are Jews? How many representatives are in the House of Representatives to begin with?
Well, in the first place, you see, you're going off on a tangent.
No, I'm not. You said that they're dictating to the United States. Now, how can they dictate to the United States when they don't even have enough votes to pass a law in Congress?
I want to get to the religion. There is a school.
Good night, Annette. I have to do again what I did to you last night because it doesn't sink into your head. This broadcast is not about the Jews. And you made so many statements that are just absolutely fake, false bullshit that you can't go on with that. That's not tonight's topic. Whenever we've had those kinds of things as a topic, you didn't call in and do this. But you wouldn't last if you did. You started off saying the entire Jews, all the Jews. It's not true. Then you said it's the Jewish religion. That's not true either. The most sacred text in the Jewish religion is the Torah. And that's what you'll find on their altar. That's the first document they get and hide and bury and try to preserve when they're persecuted. They don't try to grab the Babylonian Talmud and hide it and keep it and keep it safe. It's the Torah. You've been taught so many wrong things. There are Jews who are bad. There are Christians who are bad. There are Catholics who are bad. There are Mormons who are bad. There are Native Americans who are bad. But there is not one people on this whole earth who are all bad, or even most bad. It's a lie. It's an absolute lie. It's like the blacks blaming everything in their life on Whitey. It's a lie. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Yes?
How are you doing tonight?
Another nut. 520-333-4578. I'm getting to where I can smell them. You know what? 520-333-4578 is the number. Oh, brother, I get so sick of this crap. There is no master race. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your religion is. There is no master religion. Got that? God made all people. Thank you. John.
Hi. I heard a rumor on the shortwave that the Jews are running our government.
Oh, really? I heard a rumor on the shortwave that you're a stupid jerk. And every time you you do something like that, you prove it. Jews are running our government. How many Jews are in our government? Did you ever count them? You know, you're really starting to make me want to do a show on you. You see, these are the same people who believe that the white race is becoming extinct because they're being forced by the Jews to intermarry. Have you ever seen any Jews point a gun at some white dude's head and make them marry somebody of another race? I've never seen it.